you're here. Fellowship's real. Knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together on this new year.
Yes.
Woohoo, new decade. We're glad you're here. Back to our We're Glad You're Here opening theme song.
And we are.
I was almost going to say Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year, everyone. Wow.
You've got your new calendar out in front of
you. New calendar in front of me. Out at the radio tower, I've used this at a glance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much bigger one that I've coordinated the same calendar for about 15 years.
Really?
So I always use it to identify when we have special programming or music or,
okay,
you know, it's 4th of July, be sure you program these kind of songs or, you know, there's a holiday special, and so this is the first time I'm using it here, but this is the smaller version.
It's because things are getting complicated.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's many more things to fill up, to talk about, to share. So Happy New Year, everyone. Are you kind of like me? Exhausted.
I love New Year's. It's one of my favorite holidays and times.
And why?
Because I get very prepared. I get my calendar out. Look ahead, I fill it in, I think through things and what I want to do better and different. I love it. Lasts a couple days.
Yeah. Yeah, that new routine. Well, we've been discussing and working through, and it's at the printer now, a new newsletter. It's kind of a newsletter brochure that'll
right.
go to everyone that donated to us in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go out with the year-end thank you letters that summarize their totals and give them our thanks. And
yeah.
So that'll all be happening. Do you want to be a part of this program?
Well, somebody just walked in the studio.
Yeah. Bob DeGonia is here.
Happy New Year.
All the way in from Indiana. Happy New Year.
Thank you. And Happy New Year to all your listeners, too, from the faraway state of Indiana.
Oh, not too
the
far.
Home of Hoosier Hospitality.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
That's a radio voice in a whole.
He came prepared.
Yeah.
Hey, anytime's a good time to talk about home and family.
Yes.
Oh,
and
nice.
Let's hope everybody has just a beautiful, beautiful new year and that the Lord draws closer to them throughout this year.
Amen.
So wonderful.
In fact, Bob has single-handedly added, you might be near close to 20 additional locations for our Prime Life Times paper in the Rockville, Clinton, Indiana area, and a couple other towns around there. No, mainly Rockville and Clinton.
It's a wide open area.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's holding me back is the lack of stands.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go. That's a plug.
Your New Year's out right.
Yeah. In fact, he's recycled some of the older stands from the prior owner. He's pulled them out of the, you know, we have some in the back hallway there.
Yeah. And order more stands, Mark.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen.
Well,
this
is
year.
Prime Lifetimes in Review, so it's perfect you're here.
Well, good.
Yeah, we didn't have a special guest. Actually, we tried to get Joey Kroll in to read his article about the new year, and his schedule's packed, and many of you are familiar or maybe aware, and it's going to be highlighted in this upcoming newsletter. But after making the big announcement about a month ago, we're now waiting on the FCC to assign one of their agents, their employees, to begin assessing our acquiring these 15 frequencies and having oversight and oversight of all the buildings and the staff. And anyway, so Joey's very busy. Besides Joey working for Great News Radio, he works for the WLUJ family of stations.
Right.
And so we're going to try to get him in and multitasking and talking about the Prime Life Times in his article. But he said, gosh, I have all these other responsibilities. And he said, you're going to be my new boss too again.
Oh,
so
goodness.
Anyways, he said, I better get my other, T's crossed and I's dotted and so forth. But
you got that right. T's crossed, I's dotted.
Yes.
But we are going to read Joey's article.
We'll
want to read it. And people aren't just stuck with you and me, Mark. We've got Bob here.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for driving in. Bob's going to be picking up a number of papers, delivering them all throughout the area in Indiana.
There's only one problem I see with getting this deal approved.
Yes.
There's not enough stations in Indiana.
Well, you don't know this, Bob. The board knows about it, and I think maybe Marianne, you knew, because right now we'll be 19 stations strong,
right.
And we're waiting on their final approval, which could take 1, 2, 3 months. I was saying prior to this 2 to 4 months, but now a month has passed. But as the board talked this all through, I said my next interest is in a station around Rockville or Clinton, Indiana, so we could get a stronger signal there. Then I want to go north towards the Watseka-Hoopston area.
Oh,
we need
great.
A stronger signal there. And we really need a stronger signal near the Charleston-Mattoon-Arthur-Arcola area.
You're really getting
area.
Going on this.
And then I would like one over near Quincy, Illinois. That would fill out the whole state. We'd be all the way across. And so I think we need to get near 24. 24 seems like a really good number.
We do need more in Indiana. I agree, Bob.
But the board laughed when, you know, this acquiring these 15 stations. Before the meeting ended, I already was talking about a couple more, and I think Scott Klein, Dr. Klein, says, you really are a visionary. You're not content with 19. Is 19 not enough? And I say, well, you know what? 20 would be a nice round number, but I would still like to go north and south and southeast, and then let's go a little further west. So.
Well, you've been content with 4 for a long time. I don't think it's about being content. I think it's you are a visionary.
Well, and this was God orchestrating it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even so much I had great vision. It's just like, if the Lord is going to be in it, then I want to follow. And so I'm now suggesting to the Lord, what do you think about this, Lord?
Yeah, right.
And maybe he'll open up something.
Let's be glad that Jesus didn't get satisfied with 12.
Yeah,
oh, dear.
Yes.
He's got thousands now.
So all to say, Bob, being around the Clinton, Rockville.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of pretty good-sized towns near there that our station is a little weak at. One of them would be Terre Haute, and the other one is a nice little town that is very, very busy, and that would be Crawfordsville, Indiana.
Crawfordsville,
oh, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're praying it up. We'll be open to wherever God would lead and how he would lead, but I had an interest because of the inroads you've made with the Prime Lifetimes paper in Rockville and Clinton, Indiana, that, you know, it'd be nice to get a stronger signal over there. So that has been already talked about, so who knows?
Well, I've had a revelation, too, and I've realized that people don't have to listen to the radio station. They can read a newspaper.
I can soften up that area for you. Yeah, that's
good.
Right.
They could do both.
What, you're like the spies that were sent into Jericho.
Oh, there you go.
You know, your reconnaissance and such.
Yeah.
He's been going out, getting the paper.
They weren't sent to Jericho. Where were they sent? They were sent to the end of the Canaan, into the Promised Land. And they came, Joshua and Caleb came back.
Yeah, Jericho was where
they were hidden.
Rahab.
Oh, that's
Rahab
right.
Hid
you're
the
right.
two spies.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're up to... You're right. Okay.
Anyways, thank you, Bob, for your service and your help.
We don't want to talk about spying and Rahab with my wife listening.
Okay, you're not a spy.
Yeah, that's right.
But it was still a good connection.
Yeah, thank you for showing up today and getting ready to pick up some papers. And you're a good stand-in for Joey Kroll, because when I first met Bob, I don't know, some months back, probably 5 or 6 or 7 months back, instantly, as we had some discussions over a meal, I thought, kindred spirits, you know, the same passion for the Lord, loves to witness, loves to see God at work, loves to assist. In Bob's case, he's attended various churches because he saw God at work with this men's group here and loved what the pastor was preaching and proclaiming God's word and was involved over here and has just a heart for the expansion of God's kingdom work and just the proclamation of his word and loving the Bible. And just very much we are on the same page on so many levels.
Levels.
And then he said, and I want to help you.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
That's like
and
music.
I've never regretted it.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Well,
and he's another model of a senior saint, and I won't say finishing well because he has a lot of years ahead
of
him.
I'm glad you're not going to say this Happy New Year's Day.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. But at an age where, again, for me, I'm thinking, gosh, that gives me another 10, 20, 30
Mark.
More good years.
You're back to this.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. It's a new decade. It's going to be great. You got a lot of years ahead.
Excited.
Hate to disappoint you, but we all get one day day at a time.
Oh,
one day at a time.
I love
Amen.
That.
Amen.
I love that.
All right, so Joey Kroll,
yes.
Our very beloved Joey Kroll, talks about second chances in the paper that just arrived on Monday.
Yes, it did.
So the January 2020 edition. Wow, 2020. We got to get in a habit of
writing that. I know, it's very futuristic. I feel very futuristic today.
Whole new decade.
Whole new decade.
I know, it's like sci-fi, you know, 2020.
It is out, and it's getting out. I know Holly has been at a conference, and so she'll be delivering papers today and tomorrow. So we'll get them into the Arthur Arcola area, and Bob's getting them out and about. So our 2020 January edition is going to be out and about, available for you to pick up. And
all
so,
right.
Okay, Joey Kroll.
Okay, Wayside Chapel is the title of his monthly column, and this one is entitled Second Chances. While Thomas Edison was working on the invention of the light bulb, it took a whole team of men 24 straight hours to put just one together. When Edison was finally finished with one light bulb, he gave it to a young man who anxiously carried it up the stairs. When he was halfway up the stairs...
Oh, yeah, everyone knows where this is going to go, especially when you say a young man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. When he was halfway up the stairs, the poor young fellow dropped the bulb the men had worked so hard on. It took the entire team of men 24 more hours to make another bulb. Finally, tired and ready for a break, Thomas Edison was ready again to have his bulb carried up the stairs. What did he do? He gave it to the same young boy who dropped the first one. Aren't you glad for second chances? The new year brings endless opportunities for a fresh start and a new beginning. With a new year, many of us feel like the mistakes, missteps, and disappointments from the past year no longer have a hold over us. It's as if something magical takes place between December 31st and January 1st that allows us to start over. In reality, we can get a fresh start with God anytime and anywhere. In 1 John 1:9, it says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Mm. If we confess our sins to him, he promises to make us totally clean. You can experience the powerful river of forgiveness that flows from the cross of Christ. There isn't anything that can withstand its cleansing flow. So, you don't have to wait until another year to find redemption and forgiveness. You can have a fresh start with God right now.
Amen and amen. And that verse, 1 John 1:9, that was one of our scripture memory verses, which starting next week we'll get back into the whole pattern. I know we had a little hiatus, if you will, with our special Christmas programming and our Behold the Lamb of God and some other special programs we had on Mondays. But, yeah, the 1 John 1:9 is such a reaffirming verse for all of us just to know that God loves us, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just
That's
to
right.
forgive us our sins. And
Who did we have on for that? Was it Nancy Miller?
Yes, Nancy Miller. Yeah. So it was 1 John 1:7 and then 1 John 1:9. Yeah, that's a great verse. I thought they were going to talk about Edison when you started reading this, that he was the one that they said, weren't you discouraged that it took you 1,987 times to figure out the light bulb? And he turned it into a positive 1,900 and so many that wouldn't work.
Right.
That meant I was that much closer to making it work and figuring it out.
Yeah. I'll bet I know where that first light bulb was installed.
Oh, yeah?
Right above the stairs.
Oh, my goodness. Clever. Oh, that's so clever. Oh, my goodness. You should go into comedy accent.
It's a very good reminder, though, as we deal with our children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, throughout the coming year, how important it is to give them a second chance.
Oh, that's such a good thought.
So often we just automatically think our kids are going to absorb what they have in us and that they're going to do right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they do absorb what's in us and they don't do right all the time.
Right.
It's like learning to walk. They got to fall down a lot of times.
Yes,
and what
do.
Was great with giving that young man a second chance.
Yeah.
You and I talked about this the other day, too, about the fact that when you want to believe the best in someone, now, it doesn't mean that you entrust something that they can't handle or they're not worthy of yet.
Right.
But if you believe the best, like where Thomas Edison was like, you can do it. That probably really heightened that kid's self-esteem. And, wow, he entrusts me again, and I'm going to do it right. I'm going to be more careful.
Yeah, we were talking about that. And it gave him success,
that
little boy. And it was brave of Edison to, you know, do that. I mean, these weren't simple things they were making, these light bulbs.
What, they sent a whole team of men 24 straight hours.
Yeah. So. I like that article a lot. Yeah, there's a lot in this edition. There's a lot of really good articles about Urbana Theological Seminary and about just all kinds of, you know, the monthly columns.
Yeah, Bob, you haven't even seen it yet. What do you think of this front cover?
I like it.
It's
colorful.
If you're interested in knowing more about Branson and all the
it's fun.
Entertainment and activities. In fact, Holly and I have a timeshare to Branson. We couldn't get away during the holidays to go there and utilize it. You
you hardly got away anyway during the holidays. You were in here like Christmas Eve.
I worked Christmas Day too.
Don't tell him you work Christmas Eve. It's just too much.
Yeah, but anyway, so we're trying to set it up so there's not as much pressure in 2020.
Oh, good.
So hopefully that some of our efforts. But, yeah, it's a great front cover.
And that article right below the Branson about the Red Fox that Rob wrote, that's really good because I did not know the history of the Red Fox in Indiana and Illinois. It's very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to learn something here.
Yeah,
Bob.
You are.
I guess. I didn't know foxes could write.
And here's a...
He didn't know foxes could write.
Oh, yeah. And so here is an interesting little thing. Fun January days people might not know on page 2.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah, National Spaghetti Day
is coming right
up January 4th.
Yep. Let's see, that'll be on Saturday.
I love spaghetti. Yeah. Oh, I love spaghetti. Okay, here's a good one. National Clean Off Your Desk Day.
Oh, jeez.
January 13th. That's coming right up, Mark. You need to start planning ahead.
Wow, look at this. It'll take me 13 days, 12 more days to get this cleaned up, I hope.
Here's one from Mr. Rob Seidenberg. Natural Thesaurus Day, January 18th.
Oh, he probably takes the day off and just pulls out his encyclopedia.
Yeah. Here's one for my brother. Natural Hot Sauce Day, January 22. I am in a family that loves hot sauce, and I do not.
Well, National Popcorn Day, January 19th.
That's another great day.
I think most of us can celebrate that.
Oh, here, we'll have a shout-out to Brenda Tennell. National Local Quilt Day, January 25th.
Yeah, we have a lot of quilters, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure we do.
What about National Daisy Day, January 28th?
That doesn't make sense.
I mean, they must maybe down south is when they instituted this.
Yeah, that should be in the spring.
Or out west or somewhere,
Well, here's my day, National Hot Chocolate Day, January 31st. That's kind of fun.
National Puzzle Day, January 29th.
I know, puzzles are so upsetting to me. Oh, my goodness, all those little pieces.
Bob, do you get any puzzles for the grandkids or children this year?
No, but we've got some that we've had for years and years from when my kids were little, and so there's been a subsequent couple generations after that have learned to put together these little 8-piece puzzles.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, those I can handle.
Yeah. Well, they're beautiful when they're all done.
Hey, what else do we have in this month's edition, January 2020 edition?
All kinds of things. A great poem called A January Morning. And here's something. We put Laughing Matters back in, so I'll just read this one. By Stephen Wright. I think it's wrong that only one company makes the game Monopoly.
Oh, jeez.
See, you both laughed. I did something right.
And that was
Stephen
Wright.
Sometimes people don't like these. I know.
I thought that was kind of funny. Here's from Stephen Wright.
True.
I think it's wrong.
Oh, that's good.
Get
point.
The right wrong?
Yeah. That's
sort
clever, too.
I thought so.
Okay, here's one. A rabbi said to a precocious 6-year-old boy, "So, your mother says prayers for you each night? That's very commendable. What does she say?" The little boy replied, "Thank God he's in bed."
That's a very often repeated prayer.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. There's actually a lot of things in this edition. Kathleen's article, Martha's, I think it's Marta, is how it's said, journey. is very worth reading. So that's something to pick up the paper for. And, of course, Bette Schmidt's Be Inspired Recipes.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. There's sausage, breakfast, bake, apple maple syrup, spiced apple syrup, tuna rice salad. The tuna rice salad looks good. And that looks like it's in with lettuce.
Yes, yes, something healthy to start the new year and try and get over everything we did with the cookies and so forth. That's right. In the past few weeks.
And I see Roger Weisgarver has another.
Yeah.
Musically speaking, who was the music man?
Yeah, that's a really good article. And a new column I'm very happy that we have in the paper. So there's a lot of things in here.
And with it being a new year, just let me give you quickly some updates. The Great News Radio Children's Choir will be starting on January 16th, Thursday night, 5:10 p.m. here at the Great News Radio Center. Earlier that morning at 10 a.m., the Great News Radio English Conversation classes will be launched again. So
we're going to be in gear that day again.
Yeah, so the 16th will be a benchmark day. Then January 20th, it's a Monday, the Singing Men of GNN will launch in their 2020 season. So if you're a man and you have a heart to sing and declare the wonders of God, we'll train you and equip you for upcoming concerts in the days ahead. And we're still determining audition times for the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. We're going to be putting on a production at the end of the year, but it takes many months of preparation, of character development, auditions, and all that.
Well, we're in the good hands of Kate.
Kate Freeman will be launching that. We'll have more to say about auditions and roles. We're going to be doing The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe.
Are you and I going to fight over one line again?
Hey, after hearing It's a Wonderful Life, you had way more words than I. You might have had one or two lines, but I had, you got it, boss, at two different times. But you had, they're coming out of the office now. And, you know,
2 years later, we're still going on about these two lines we had.
So we'll be announcing some auditions in the days ahead to be a part of the Great News Radio Theater
Very trip. Exciting.
But you can find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and you can get a sneak preview if you can't wait to pick up your copy in over 300 locations of this month, the January 2020 edition of the Prime Lifetimes. You can visit the Prime Lifetimes at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. All right. Well, thank you, Bob, for joining us.
My pleasure.
With no notice. You just kind of walked in, and we said, come on, sit down. And
he's heading out to take the papers.
Yep, take the papers. So those of you in Clinton and Rockville, Indiana, await those papers. You'll have them.
Very quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Bob DeGonia with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Lifetimes. God bless you, and have a great day and night.